Welcome back, everybody. I hope you all had a great weekend. Today we have another game night hosted by me. In today's episode, the competitors will have to use their wits to come up with the best solutions for the problems that I give them. So without further explanation, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy. Here are some of the highlights.
And we gotta recite all this shit as close as possible. Well, dude, I'm trying to... <all
over my throat. laughs> Jesus. Hope you didn't have too many toddies.
No, actually no.
Sits Sorry? On you. It sits on you.
Oh, I'm dead.
what are you gonna do to not be dead?
Fuck, gonna hit a fucking quick trip and then people are gonna die. But I'm keep on going, that ain't my life, I'm good. Then all of a sudden I break check these fools.
So let's go ahead and get on with this game night. We're looking at the first one, and the order goes Kayla, Daniel, Kyle. First one that's up is a train crash is happening. You are in the front car and heading for a valley with broken tracks. The cars are all going to the left because that's the way the tracks are bent. What do you do?
So you're on a train and it's about to crash?
Yeah, it's about to crash. It's about to derail right off into a valley, and it's all tracks are leading to the left. Like, they're broken and bent to the left.
Okay, and I'm about to fall into a valley.
Yes.
Okay.
Large crevasse.
Okay. Fuck. Okay. It's going towards a valley, so I jump off the train. And I hop onto a war vehicle that's driving beside the train that's trying to kill me.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's an action.
What kind of war vehicle are we talking about?
One with a machine gun on the back.
Build a character card now.
One with a machine gun on the back and it's pink. I'm just kidding.
Alright, so pink Humvee. Kayla pink says Humvee. I jump off the train and hop onto a pink Humvee.
That has a machine gun on the back.
Okay. That has a machine gun on the back.
A pink machine gun.
No, it's a pink Humvee. Get it right. Oh. I'm just kidding. Daniel said, oh.
Okay. Alright. Daniel, you have to repeat what she says and add your own part.
Do I add the part about the train derailing, going into the valley?
Yes, you okay. will, but give me one second. We're going to roll and see if she even gets it. Damn, bro. Yep, you rolled an 8. So you jumped off the train. Hopped onto a war vehicle that has a pink machine gun on the back. You miss the bumper, and you're actually rolling off on the ground right now. Still heading for the valley, though. So now, Daniel, you have to pick up where she left off, adding what she had in, and go from there.
Okay, so I'm on a train up front. We're rearing off to the left. Into a valley, we're about to derail. And then I hop off the train. I hop onto a Humvee, a pink Humvee. And instead of mounting the Humvee, I end up falling. And I'm falling into the valley. And from there, I pull out a trampoline from my pocket. I bounce the opposite way of the valley. I hop on my dire wolf.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Is that allowed?
Is that what you got? Yeah. That's exactly what I was looking for, was random shit.
You would bring up a dire wolf.
That shit's gonna be hard to recite.
I know!
That's why you gotta be writing it down. It's supposed to be like telephone. It gets real weird.
All right. But it doesn't have to be exact, right?
It's got to be close.
Okay,
it's
got to be close.
It can be close.
It has to be
otherwise
exact.
Otherwise, it'll go to the next person.
I said pink Humvee.
It's okay. All right.
So we're on a train about to derail into a valley.
We didn't roll.
Wait. We gotta roll first, right?
We gotta roll for him to see if he gets it.
And then it adds two this time, right?
It adds one.
One.
Since you failed, this will be the second attempt. He gets a plus one.
Oh, okay.
He rolled a seven. Okay. So you do hit the trampoline. You bounce over. Try to grab your magical dire wolf. Grab it by the hair. Fall. Continue to roll. Your head over heels right now. Still heading for the valley, just only on the right side. Kyle, and you're up.
Yeah, we're falling at this point, right? Let me get this straight. We're falling at this point, right?
You're still heading to the edge. You're off the train, so you're just tumbling right now next to the train at the same speed.
Okay. And we got to recite all this shit as close as possible. Well, dude, I'm trying to follow your mind. Jesus.
Hope you didn't have too many toddies.
No, actually, no. We start on a fucking train going towards a bend to send us into a valley once it derails. I god roll and fucking bail out of that bitch into a pink Humvee. And then said pink Humvee, for unknown reasons, I decide to... it's going towards the edge still, I guess, so I bail out with my trampoline to fucking jump over the son of a bitch, I guess, was the idea there. And then I catch my goddamn panther, my cat, what was it? Trying to ride that bitch. And then that shit just don't work out for me. So now I'm just still heading towards the edge of this fucking cliff at a high rate of speed. And I decide to accept my fate and summon my flying Nimbus to ride me into fucking sanctuary.
Wait, what is a Nimbus?
You never watched Dragon Ball Z?
No. Hold on, I'll look it up.
Flying Nimbus. You've never heard that? That's crazy, bro.
You got a D20, bro. That's what happens. That's it.
Wow.
He flies off in the sunset on his flying Nimbus.
Wow.
So the way it goes is I jump off the train, hop onto my pink war vehicle that has a pink machine gun on the back. I pull out I slide off the back of the Humvee. I'm still rolling. I pull out my trampoline from my pocket, bounce onto the right side of the train, try to grab my direwolf, fail, continue rolling head over heels until I finally accept my fate and summon my magical Nimbus from Dragon Ball Z and fly off into the sunset.
And I'm rolling a 20.
And you rolled a 20. Dude, you would have got it right there, too.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's wild.
Okay.
I like that shit.
That was
everybody
funny.
Roll for initiative.
All right.
I did fuck up that whole story, though.
All right, you got a 17. I got a 12. Daniel.
Yeah.
You got to roll.
I am.
Oh.
Also roll.
Oh, shit. Do we roll again?
Yeah, you two roll again.
Daniel, roll again. Fuck you.
Okay. All right.
Fuck you.
Kyle, Daniel, Kayla. All right. Here's a scenario. You're at the front of the line and someone cuts in front of you. How exactly are you going to take your position back? It can be in the most wild way possible.
What am I in line for?
Damn.
You're the second. You're second.
Whatever your heart desires. The one thing you've been wanting this whole time.
Probably food.
All right, Kyle, you start, right?
Yeah, I think so. I rolled a 17, yeah, so I guess I do start. So somebody cuts me in line, and I got to do my best to get my position back.
Exactly. You want that spot really, really bad.
I want that spot really fucking bad. So some dude cuts me off. I want my motherfucking spot back. And he... Jesus, bro. I don't know what I want to say, bro. Why is this so...
It was hard for me too.
So I don't want to be a dick and just fucking not have a good one. All fucking, that dude cuts me off, and as I'm getting my spot back, I'm just gonna give him the fucking reach around. I'm gonna grab him right by the bussy. And then I will throw that motherfucker over my head, back behind me, into his respectable position, last in line because he's a cuck and tried to cheat his way.
Grab him right by the veg.
Oh my god.
Bruh.
No. That one. You grabbed his ass, he gets pissed off, turns around, and karate chops you in the neck to the floor.
I seize.
Alright. Daniel, you're up next.
So, I'm in line. This dude cuts me. And I really want the spot. Well, I end up grabbing his ass. Instead of a reach for him, I grab his ass. At which point, he karate chops me in the throat. I fall down. At which point, I give him the good old Hawk Tua. And from that point, he wasn't very pleased. So he cry chopped me in the throat again, and I summoned him to a game of ninja.
All right, are you okay. done?
Please don't ever make Daniel go first.
He said, I spit on that thing.
I don't want to have to recite all that ever.
That's so funny.
Okay. All right. You grabbed him by the bus. You tried to get him to the back of the line. You give him the, instead of, or I guess you get karate chopped in the back of the neck. You hit the floor. You stand back up. You hawk to him in the face. At which point he karate chops you in the throat. You drop to the ground. You spring back up and are now trying to fight him in ninja. Kayla, go.
Okay. So, this guy cut me in line, and I went to grab... Okay, first I want to clarify something. I don't grab him by the pussy. It. I miss and I grab his butt, right?
No, that is the pussy.
Okay. With a the B. Bussy. This guy cuts me in line, so I grab him by the pussy to show him who's boss, and he karate chops me in the back of the neck, and I fall to the ground. I stand up, I hawk to him in the face, and then he karate chops me again in the neck, and then I stand back up, and I'm facing him, about to play him in ninja, whenever... whenever I take both of my hands, and I jiggle his little man titties... I jiggle his little man titties, and I whisper in his ear, I'm your daddy, get in the back. And he goes to the back of the line like a good bitch. All right, there, that's how it ends.
Roll for that shit.
I'm trying to write all this down.
I don't know how much of this I'm gonna remember, guys. That's a whole lot.
No, we're thankfully at the end of the story because there's no way.
Come on, give me a 20.
I mean, it could be at the end. It's definitely not at the end. Y'all are rolling low as fuck.
It's a 4. So 4 plus what? 2? 5, 6. Now it's plus 3 this time, right?
Yeah.
That
was
plus
3.
God damn it.
Oh, wait, I lost, Hunter. Now you have to fix my situation.
Okay. You jiggle around his man titties. He looks at you really awkward and then proceeds to knee you in the nuts. As you fall to the ground, you look back up, and then what do you do?
And I guess Jesus it's back Christ. Is it back to me, I assume?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's back to
I get cut off in line. I grab this dude by his pussy. He didn't like that very much, so he karate chopped me in the neck. I then gave him that good old hawk tua and spat on that thing, which he also didn't receive very well. So I got karate chopped again. And then I went ahead, and I fucking forget what I did next. God damn it, it's too long in the story, bro. To listen to all this other shit.
You jiggle his man titties.
I jiggle his
You gotta challenge him to a game of ninja.
I do challenge this man to a game of ninja, and then I jiggle his man tits around. At which point, he didn't receive very well either. And I'm back down on the fucking ground. So now I proceed. Instead of the Hawk 2, I'm going to pretend to do it again, but I'm just going to bite his shit off.
Oh my god!
Should have got to the back of the line, bitch.
Just going to bite his dick off. Alright, is that how it ends?
That's what we're about to find out.
I hope so. That's a lot.
Oh my god.
I hope it goes all the way to not me again. But right before
you got a six, Daniel.
Oh, fuck. Alright, so you go to go bite him on the junk. Attempt to bite it off. He gets very aroused and proceeds to get hard and slaps you like a bitch. You're at a very weird spot, Daniel. Good luck.
Alright, so... wait, what was the last part? What did you just say?
It's hard, bro.
Kyle proceeded to try and bite his junk off at head dick level. He, in return, gives you an aroused look, gets slightly hard, and slaps you like a bitch.
Oh, no.
And tells you you're a dirty boy.
All right, so...
I added that last part.
So, I'm in line. You know, food line, trying to get my food. This dude cuts me off. At which point... oh, fuck. At which point, I, all right, Kayla, you go.
Hold on. Where were you? This is a pretty long one. Where were you? So
he was at the very beginning.
I'll recite the whole thing. Okay. I grab him by the bussy and try to yeet him to the back of the line. That fails. He karate chops me in the back of the neck. I gave him the hawk tua. He chops me again in the back of the neck. I stand up and challenge him to a game of ninja, which he proceeds. I didn't even think I gave one anything after that. So I take both of my... I guess that was not a full button, a full action. So I take both of my hands and jiggle his little man titties and whisper, "Get to the back of the line like a good little boy." He proceeds to knee you in the nuts. You fall to the ground looking straight up at him, so you proceed to attempt to bite his junk off. He gets an aroused look, looks you deeply in your eyes and said, or slaps you in the face, looks deeply in your eyes and said, "Good little bitch," or "Good little boy."
Why is this like a sex story?
Y'all made it this way.
Has to go there.
All right, Daniel, do your best.
If not, we would get
canceled. So I'm in line. Dude cuts me off. At which point, I get mad. I really want the spot. So I proceed to grab his boozy. At which point, he did not like it. So he cry chopped me. And then I go give him a hawk tua in the face, which he did not like. So I got cry chopped again. In the throat. I'm on the ground. I'm getting up. I grab his big old man titties.
Nah.
No?
You gotta get up. Remember you said, I stand up and challenge him to a game of ninja.
Yeah.
I stand up, challenge him to a game of ninja. Wait, that don't make sense, though.
You're the one that fucking said it.
That's where you ended it.
Okay, so We're playing ninja. He doesn't like that. I think I might get cry chopped. I don't know. But I proceed to grab his man titties. Yeah, no, I'm done.
I've had enough. You eat so much.
Alright, Caleb, do you think you got it?
It's so much random shit.
We didn't do each other favors.
Fuck.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I'm calling
for
a
team help.
Maybe I think I might got it. You want me to try?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm standing in line and this dude fucking cuts me off. So then I grab him by his bussy and I try to throw him to the back of the line, but then he cry chops me in the neck. And then I proceed to give him the hawk two in the face. And then he karate chops me again, and I fall to the ground, and then I stand up, and I challenge him to a game of ninja. And he didn't like that I challenged him to a game of ninja, so I grab his little man titties, and I jiggle him around, and I tell him to get to the back of the line like a good little boy. He gets pissed off, and he karate chops me again?
No.
Okay, he gets mad, and I give him the good old hawk two again?
No, he needs you in the nuts.
Oh, he needs me in the nuts. And then I fall to the ground, where then I proceed to give them the good old hawk too and spit on that thing. But then his thing gets hard and it slaps me in the face?
No.
Oh.
God damn, this is like telephone.
I give up. I tried.
Oh my god.
You went to Hawk-Tua. Instead of Hawk-Tua, you bit his shit.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, I bit that thing. And then it got harder, and then it smacked me in the face. All right, roll. It better be a fucking 20.
That ain't gonna get him to the back of the line.
Can we just say that he fucking pulls out a fucking 9mm and just kills us and it's the end?
Can you just say you pull out a 9mm and just shoot him?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it got it.
Oh, thank god.
You didn't add anything, but sure, you guys are now at this moment of where your mouth is on his junk for some fucking reason. And he just decides to run and go at the back of the line out of embarrassment.
He said, I didn't think you'd go this far. He said, this is sad for you, bro.
You play gay chicken in one.
I was always good at the game chicken.
Yeah, you're always good at being gay, too. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's my husband.
Hey, man, Saturday's shit for the boys.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
You guys are all for your initiative.
Shit, no wonder he wants to hang out with you tomorrow, Hunter.
Wait, we're hanging out tomorrow?
I'm just kidding.
You're about to.
You just got voluntold, son.
Voluntold. Oh shit.
Yeah, bro, I'm having a struggle. I'm dying.
This is crazy. Oh, we're rolling for.
I got a 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's actually not good because it's really hard to be the first one.
I mean, it's kind of nice though because I don't have to recite a bunch of bullshit.
Damn, I'm definitely going last. You said to make up
some bullshit.
Because Kyle, Daniel, Kayla. I think this is how it went last round too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and it was all fucked up.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real hard.
Oh, fuck. I'm dying. Okay, this one should be a little better.
Probably not, but okay.
I'm gonna make
we'll
it
fuck
real
it up
bad
for you, buddy.
Okay. Fuck. You're in the woods. You are a honey badger.
What the fuck?
You're approached by a giant bear. It wants to kill you. It's snarling. It's probably about 20 feet in front of you.
How the fuck is this any better? The intro is long as fuck already.
What do you mean? You don't have to say all that.
Oh, okay.
No, you can just say, I'm fighting a bear. I do this.
Get the gist.
All right, all right.
I'm just playing out the scene, or I'm setting the scene.
All right. Set the scene.
All right, so you're in the forest. There's a bear snarling at you, wants to fight you, wants to kill you. How are you going to take down this bear and or kill it?
Oh, I got this.
Also, killing it is the goal.
I mean, it can be, or it can incapacitate.
Okay.
Well, I'm a nasty little honey badger. Those things are pretty fucking mean. So when that bear done diddly tries to fuck me up, I'm going to go ahead and just go straight for his balls once again.
Straight for the balls.
Kyle and Dix.
So let's keep it to one action. Or you can do a ready, like you're doing something to set up for an action. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like
one action?
Yeah, one action.
Okay, so like what I did is just one action.
You went straight for the balls.
Exactly.
Well, I went straight for the balls. I'm rolling. Damn.
You rolled high.
How much armor does this bear have?
Do what?
How much armor does this bear have?
It's got an AC of 16.
Okay, well, I'm sad.
So you rolled a 14.
That's not a 16, so we're still... You guys are up next. Daniel.
Yeah,
is.
No. Oh, no, we're rolling for a 20. Or we're going to a 20.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you're the honey badger, bear, you, forest. And for some reason, you go straight for its dangling balls. You get up to the bear, you realize, oh shit, it doesn't have balls, it has a vagina. It just sits on you.
Oh no.
What do you do, Daniel?
Alright, so, honey badger, me, forest, bear, I go for the balls of this bear. This bear doesn't have balls, has a vagina. And it just sits there.
No,
it
sits on you.
Oh, I'm dead.
What are you gonna do to not be dead?
I'm gonna end the story and just die.
No.
You said I'm dead already.
No.
Okay. All right. So to not die from this bear just sitting on me.
Okay, pretend like it didn't sit on you. You just, right before it sits on you, what do you do?
I pull out an AK-47.
One action.
I shoot it.
And you shoot it, okay.
You just started blasting.
Start capping.
You better roll a 19.
Oh, shit. I guess I can't just type that.
That looked like a 19 to me.
Just copy and paste it, brother.
I guess I can do that. You're old. Four.
Woo!
Alright. So, the way it goes is, it's you, the honey badger. Or it's the honey badger, you. God damn it. You, the honey badger, and a bear go to fight in the forest. You go straight for the balls. Turns out, it's not balls, it's actually a vagina. It's dilated. So, it tries to sit on you. You attempt to pull out an AK-47 and cap that thing. It swipes away the AK-47 with its hind leg and is now rearing back to swipe at your face to finish you off. Kayla, what do you do?
Okay. It's me, a honey badger, and I'm in a forest, and a bear is trying to attack me and kill me. And I go for its balls, but it doesn't have balls. It has a vagina. And when it tries to sit on me, I attempt to pull out my AK-47. And it swipes it out of my hands with its back leg. And it turns around to swipe me in the face. And you know what I do? Grab it by its bare nipples and I give him a titty twister. I don't know.
That's two actions.
How's that two actions? That's one motion. Grab and twist.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Does it succeed? Nat 20.
Yes.
What did it say?
Incapacitated the bear. You rolled a nat 20.
That's crazy.
You incapacitated the bear by grabbing it by the nipples and killing it. So I'll start from the beginning.
Oh my
god. Honey badger, the bear across from you 20 feet away. You decide for some reason to run up toward the bear. Blinded as fuck. Try to bite it by the balls. Turns out there's no balls, it's a vagina. Instead, you roll over on your back, you pull out an AK-47 and proceed to start trying to cap it. Instead, it swipes at you with its back paw, knocking the AK out of your hand, causing you to roll, and instead you hop back on it, grab it by the nipples, and twist it until it gives up. End of story. Bear defeated.
Bear
that bear tapped. That bear tapped out so fast.
No, you just
What's up with me
it.
And, like, boobs? Some, like, man titties, titty twister.
You just want to grab some tits, man.
I guess
I don't know
so.
What your problem is.
That's weird. I don't
Are
know.
Are you judging me about all the fucking balls? Jesus.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty crazy.
All right, I think we got enough time for one more, if you guys are up for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not getting the hang of it. What you mean?
Oh, Sam.
He's so used to going first.
Yeah.
Daniel rolled a 4.
Woo! Kayla rolled,
Kyle
a,
rolled
one.
A 1.
No,
oh,
I
Kayla
didn't.
Rolled a 1. Kyle rolled a 6. Damn, what? All you guys rolled.
Oh, bullshit. Hell yeah. I'm pretty, it's the same pattern, man.
This is
bullshit. We can't do that. There's no way.
We can re-roll. I'm down for a re-roll.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do a re-roll and we'll stick with whatever happens.
Okay. Dale rolled a 5.
This is bullshit.
Okay, at least I rolled a 1. Me and Kayla can roll again.
I rolled a 3.
Okay, so it goes Daniel, Kayla, Kyle.
Yep.
Alright.
Okay. Alright.
That's so
scared.
You guys might be in trouble.
I'm scared.
Alright, Daniel, you're gonna like this one. This one's a pretty fun one. You're running from the cops in an El Dorado. You're heading down the BA Expressway, going south. What do you do?
All right, so here I am. I'm running away from the cops in my El Dorado in Broken Arrow, or Tulsa in Tulsa, on the Broken Arrow Expressway, heading south. From this point... Give me a second. Let me think something. At this point, I just pull out an RPG and I shoot the cop.
GTA that shit.
You're going full on GTA. All right. Let's see how it does. It rolled a 6. All right. So... You're running from the cops in your El Dorado heading south on the BA. You decide to pull out an RPG simultaneously while driving and proceed to stick it out the window. You don't have very good balance with it, so it veers straight to the right and goes off and hits that random quick trip.
Wait, your car does?
No, the rocket.
Oh. For some reason, I thought he said submachine gun. I don't know why I thought he said that. So an RPG and it hits a quick trip?
Yeah, it hits a quick trip.
Okay, so I'm running from the cops in Tulsa on the BWA Expressway in my El Dorado. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
El Dorado.
When I try to pull out my RPG, right?
Yes.
Yep.
I try to pull out my RPG and shoot the cops when I miss, and it goes to the right, and it hits a quick trip. So, I get back in, and I slam on my brakes and brake check the cops. There, we can only do one action, right?
Yeah, that'll work.
All right, I brake check the cops.
Brake check the cops.
She isn't very smart, but...
It fails. You do brake check, but in turn, whenever you hit the cops, you end up barrel rolling. So you take probably about 4 or 5 rolls. Now you're on the opposite side of the highway and heading now north. But you're back on your 4 wheels. But your car's really fucked up.
Oh, shit. All right, Kyle, take us home.
I'm going to take us home, all right. So I'm running from the cops in my fucking trusty old Eldorado on the fucking BA. I'm going to fucking shoot my RPG at these fools, but that shit's going to swerve to the right because I'm incompetent as fuck. It's going to hit a fucking quick trip, and then people are going to die. But I'm keep on going. That ain't my life. I'm good. Then all of a sudden, I brake check these fools, and they end up not... They fuck me up on that because, again, incompetent. I do several barrel rolls and then end up going on all 4 wheels, surprisingly, going north. But my car do be hella fucked up. So I'm gonna fucking cut off a grandma, make her pull over, hijack her car and put her in my car, and then I'm gonna make her drive, and then the cops are gonna follow her.
And then that's the end of the story. Let's see if it works.
Because they never got a look at my face. I'm rolling for a D20 on that shit.
So let me clarify. Now they think you're an old lady.
They didn't see my face, right? They're just going to go after that car, bro, which has an old lady. But they ain't going to fall for that because they may have seen my face because I rolled a 2.
Okay, so you're heading south on the BA Expressway. You decide to fire an RPG one-handed out your driver's side window for some reason. It fails, hits a quick trip, many people die, no one gives a fuck. You decide your next move is to brake check the cops, and proceeding, they ram you. You roll 4 times, fly over the center median into the opposite side of the highway, heading north. You decide to pull over an old lady GTA style by cutting her off, try to rip her out of her car. Instead, she takes her very fucking heavy, almost lead full handbag and proceeds to start beating you with it.
Oh my god.
The cops are now probably about 200-300 yards back in SUVs heading your way. What do you do, Daniel?
Daniel,
in my Eldorado, I'm going southbound on the VA. I got a cop chasing me. I decide to shoot him with an RPG with one arm. I suck. I miss. I hit the quick trip. A bunch of people die, but they don't matter. At which point, I brake check the cop. And they do like a little pit maneuver and barrel roll me. My car flips over on the north side, so I'm driving north side. And there's an elderly woman sitting here with her car. I got a jacker of her car. At which point, she was not pleased, so she beat me with her really heavy purse. At which point, I beat the old lady up.
Oh, damn. Fuck the cops. Beat the shit out of this old lady.
It's me or you.
Whoever loses gets arrested.
Whoever loses gets the bitch's car. Or yeah, whoever loses gets arrested. Whoever wins gets the dog eat car.
It's a dog eat dog world.
Okay, let's see if it passes. A 14.
Oh my god.
You had a +3. It brought you to 17. So no, you do not get it.
Dude.
Okay, so let's start from the top. You're heading south on the VA Expressway in your old trusty Eldorado. You decide for some reason to pull out your RPG one-handed, fire it. It misses, hits a QT. A lot of people died. No one gives a fuck. you decide to brake check the cops. They ram you from the back, pit maneuver you. You roll 4 times, fly over the center median. Now you're heading north in your beat-up Eldorado. You pull over an old lady, try to force your way into her car. She gets out, beats you with her super heavy handbag, and you proceed to try and fight her off for the rights for her car and your freedom. She, for some reason, knows karate and is super nimble. She fucking jumps up in the air, buzzsaw kicks you like fucking Bruce Lee. Now you're on the ground and she's driving off, giving you the finger. What do you do now?
Okay, so I'm heading north on the Broken Arrow Expressway in my Eldorado, and the cops are chasing me, and I pull out my RPG one-handed, and I miss the cops, and I hit a quick trip to the right, and a lot of people die, and nobody gives a fuck, and then I decide I'm gonna brake check the cops, and they do a pit maneuver on me, and I roll my car 4 times, and I'm heading north now. And I pull over and I try to force an old lady out of her car to where she proceeds to beat me with her very heavy purse. And I try to fight her to beat the shit out of her. And she somehow knows karate. And she kicks me like Bruce Lee, gives me the finger, and gets in her car and drives off. So I have no choice but to suicide by police. Suicide by cop.
You're going to try to suicide by cop to get out of it?
Yeah, I'm going to suicide by cop. Okay. I'm just going to die.
In my life.
I'm just going to end my life. I just got Bruce Lee kicked by a fucking 80-year-old woman. I'm going to kill myself.
Little do you know, this roll's not going to work. We're going to have a bullet hole in our face and still be alive.
He just misses.
We have 4. Oh my god! Oh my god.
Oh no.
Take us home again, Kyle.
I will. Take us home.
Okay, you're running from the cops in your trusty Eldorado, heading south on the BA. You decide to fire your RPG. It veers off, hits a QT, kills a bunch of people. No one cares. Now you decide to brake check the cops. They pit maneuver you, send you barrel rolling. You fly over the center median. You are now heading north. You try to pull over an old lady. Decide to try and rob her of her car and her freedom by making the cops think that you were her. She then proceeds to beat you with her handbag. You try to fight her off. She then jumps in the air 6 feet. Bruce Lee kicks you in the mouth, gives you the finger, driving off at the same time. And then you try to suicide by cop. So instead of suiciding by cop, because Tulsa's got good cops, they in turn decide to tase you. You fall off of the barricades on the back, landing into the city streets, and now you're running on foot. You got a really bad limp, though.
Damn, that's a mouthful. Okay. Well, yeah, let me get after it real quick.
It's all right, man. You got a +6. What's the worst that can happen?
It's okay. Take your time.
Me having a seizure. So we're running from the cops south on the BA of my trusty old Eldorado. I fucking one arm shoot an RPG at them motherfuckers. It swerves right because I'm incompetent as fuck, and that shit done kills a bunch of people at the QT. But nobody gave a shit about them people. Anyway, I proceed to brake check said cops, but they pit maneuver the fuck out of me, and then I done diddly rolled end over end several times until I landed on all 4 wheels, and then I'm heading north. But I need to fucking stop real quick and try to fucking blame this old lady for it instead of me, because I don't want to go to jail. So I tried to carjack her shit and put it in my shit, but that didn't work out. So she ended up beating the shit out of me with her fucking handbag. I go ahead and I fucking don't remember the part after that.
Karate.
Oh yeah, she do be beating the shit out of me with karate, and then leaves me on the street with her while flipping me off. So I then attempt to commit suicide by cop, but that shit don't work because Tulsa cops are too smart for that shit. They know what you want. They ain't gonna give it to you. I get tased. I fall limp on the ground, and as I regain consciousness, I proceed to just slice my own throat open so this can fucking be over. I whip out my fucking DeWalt razor knife and I slice my throat open.
Why are you guys so dark?
I want it to be over.
We just want to die. Yeah, we just
want it to be over. Fine, I pull out my DeWalt razor blade and I fucking slash at the fucking police officer's gun. I try to hit that shit out of my face.
Is that what you're doing?
That's some crackhead shit.
That seems like a horror. You know what? I'll change my shit. Is that okay? I'm going to go ahead and instead of all that, I'm just going to try to convince him that I'm a good guy and to just let me go.
All right. Does it work? It better work.
All right. Kyle's cheat codes.
Oh, all
right. So, yeah, you're at a plus. You're at a plus 7.
Okay.
So you're running from the cops. You're in your trusty Eldorado heading south. You decide to pull out an RPG. It fails, hits a QT, kills a bunch of people. Didn't even make the front page. You decide to brake check the cops at this point. You get pit maneuvered, sent over to the north side. Now you're heading north, and you decide to pull over an old lady. Try to take her car. She then proceeds to beat you with her handbag, who, but for some reason, full of lead. And then you try to fight her off. Instead, she jumps up 6 feet, karate kicks you in the face, gives you the finger as she's driving off. You decide to try to do suicide by cop because you're a pussy, and then get tased, fall off the side of the side rails onto the city streets. And then proceed to try to convince the cops that you're a good guy.
Fuck you.
Does
guys.
It hit?
Please, that's God, let it hit. Please, God, let it hit. It hit!
It hit. It hit. Okay. For some reason, Kyle has. All right, I'll reread it. So you're... I know, this one's been torture. You're running from the cops in your Eldorado, heading south on the BA. You pull out one-handed RPG, fire it, hits the QT. No one really cares. It's a QT. You decide to brake check... you decide to brake check the cops. They hit you from behind and decide to... And it sends you over into the north side. You're now heading north. You try to pull over an old lady and try to take her car. She starts hitting you with her super heavy handbag. You try to fight her off. She jumps up, Bruce Lee kicks you in the mouth, giving you the finger on the way out. You then try to do suicide by cop. Instead, they don't want to see you. They want to put you in jail. They don't care. They decide to go ahead and tase you. You fall off the side rail, fall onto the ground. And instead, you decide to try and convince them that you're a good guy. In turn, for some reason, you have godlike GTA cheat codes on your brain and use that shit, and now you're free.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. Okay. Whew, that was a long one. That one was pretty crazy.
That was a long one. Okay, so right now, points go Kyle, Kayla, Kyle. I don't even know how to break this tie. I didn't have time to do bonus points.
Aw, Dale didn't get any points.
He didn't.
Guy.
I'm sorry, dude.
Poor guy.
I'm sorry, dude.
You didn't like his hot to spin on that thing?
No, I did. I just wasn't writing down bonus points, and it's not fair if I don't write down bonus points for everybody.
But I'll say, I got all the last time tonight.
Oh, shit. I know what you're... I know how you did it.
Whoever got the roll.
Yeah, whoever got the roll, I see.
Yeah, that's how I was doing this one, was whoever got the roll. Whoever actually ended the scenario.
Oh no, so you're saying I won?
Aw.
You and Kayla tied.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
My shit's been spotty.
What does that even mean?
You want a Rochambeau for it?
What does that even mean?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, how do you do that?
We say rock, paper, scissors, and then say whatever. There's probably a way in Discord, but I don't know that shit.
Should we type out what we're going to pick, rock, paper, or scissors, and then we'll go rock, paper, scissors, and then we'll both, and then we'll say shoot, and then we'll send it?
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay. All right. Do you have what you are going to get typed?
Yes.
Okay. On shoot, we'll send it. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck.
You fucking cheater! He didn't send us!
He's typing paper right now. Leave him alone.
I know!
God damn it, bro. How did you know? I literally have paper typed out. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Whatever. Okay, let's try it again. All right, are you actually prepared this time?
I think he's having a delay in his internet.
Yes, I am. My internet is currently dying.
Oh, okay. Do you have yours typed out? Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
You fucking whore.
What the fuck?
What the
fuck? You're a fucking cheater. Dude. You're a cheater.
You're cheating like a motherfucker.
All right. You got it typed? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck!
Kyle, you won. Kyle is the winner of this game show. I don't know what to call it because I don't know the name of the game other than Let's Make a Story. So you get to be the next game show host, buddy.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm going to struggle a little more for it. We'll see how it goes.
I don't think you can struggle as hard as this struggled.
We should name it I don't fucking know. We should name it Telephone.
I mean, that's pretty much what it felt like.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We should name it Very Graphic Telephone.
Rated R Telephone.
Yeah, Rated R Telephone.
Telephone Stories.
Thanks for tuning in for tonight's episode, guys. We had Daniel as our guest star tonight. You'll probably be hearing more of him.
What do you mean guest star, bro? We've always
as the episodes
Danny.
Go on.
It's
oh,
just
shit.
The same
yeah,
Danny,
here,
bro. He ain't different. It's the same guy. He ain't never changed. And we ain't never going to talk about it again.
All right. Thanks for listening tonight, guys. This was fun. It was a crazy game show that we did. Hunter had to go deal with his kids. But thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you guys on the flip side. Have a great night.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Now, how do
he wasn't actually gone. He just wanted to make us suffer.